Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll be talking about how to time your fall projects for success. We have some tricky cycles ahead this fall, so I'll give you some tips for how to time your projects to maximize your success. And I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that I'll be speaking at the 999 activation of the Ohm Crystal in Mount Shasta, California. That will be September 7th through the 10th in Mount Shasta. And I'll be talking about the astrology of the event and teaching how to go to this dimension. That's an experiential thing, not a visualization. And we'll do several things to raise our vibration before we activate a special crystal on 999 as part of the preparation for the ascension process. Now, maybe you are one of the ones who agreed to return to activate it. And if you're interested in learning more about this, go to www.violetstar.com. That's violetstar.com. And click on the link for the 999 activation in Mount Shasta. I also want to let you know that I will be speaking in Ashland, Oregon on Saturday, September 12th. I'm giving two talks at the Rogue Valley Metaphysical Library there. From 4:30 to 6 p.m., I'll be talking about astrology's economic forecast, creating a sustainable economy. And from 7:30 to 9 p.m., I'll be talking about 10 keys to thriving during our economic changes. There's more information on my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or you may also learn more about it at the library site at www.rvml.org. That's just the letters, rvml.org. Now, what's up in the heavens? Holy cow. What a week. Explosions going on all over the place. Have you encountered any frustration, anger, explosions, or electrical failures? We've been in some challenging energy and communication cycles with Mercury and Saturn conjunct, both of them opposite Uranus, and all of them square to Mars. The cycle of Mars square Saturn, which feels frustrating, will finally be over on August 22nd. That's tomorrow. Thank goodness. It's been with us for the entire month, so we're finally getting some relief. And hopefully you got focused by putting together a plan of actions that you want to take, and you prioritized them, because that's what the positive use of that was. Now, if you failed to do that and you're still going off in a lot of different directions, then you may be exploding with frustration or anger or resentment. Or you may be generating so much electrical energy in your body that your electrical equipment is getting fried or blowing up. That's due to the cycle of Mars square Uranus. This is the cycle that often indicates explosive energy. And we're seeing plenty of explosions in Afghanistan and over in Baghdad. And you may also be witnessing road rage out there or vehement arguments. That Mars square Uranus cycle is still in range through August 28th. And it peaked on Tuesday, August 18th. So it's important to get extra exercise now so that you don't explode. That's not too good, would it? Okay, so now let's talk about the Mercury portion of this mess, which is Mercury conjunct Saturn, opposite Uranus and square Mars. Now, this set of cycles is actually dangerous for driving. You may encounter road rage, unexpected obstacles, or severe weather, so be extra alert out there. These cycles are also dangerous for your computer or any other electrical equipment because any of it can decide to just blow up or just stop working. So another thing that could blow up is your old ideas and beliefs. They might get blown apart too. So this is actually a great time to practice lots of flexibility and some extra patience. When somebody is venting, let them vent. Don't argue. Now, Mercury conjunct Saturn stays in range through August 24th, which is coming right up. And this part of the cycle is associated with old or rigid ideas, but it's also good for planning and logistics. It gets the details right. Mercury opposite Uranus, though, peaked early in the morning today on August 21st, and it stays in range through August 28th. This cycle is associated with unexpected disruptions to communications and electronic equipment. So just a word to the wise, we're going to see these two cycles again in September when Mercury goes retrograde, so be prepared. The cycle of Mercury square Mars peaks on August 25th, that's next week, and then again on September 3rd. And it stays in range through September 13th. It's unusual for it to be in range that long, but Mercury's going retrograde. So remember, this can be a challenging time when a lot of anger or resentment is coming up that needs to be cleared and healed. And there is a great opportunity to do that since Mars is also trine to Chiron through August 24th. This cycle is related to releasing or healing old wounds, traumas, anger, resentments, grudges, etc. It can also relate to healing physical pain and traumas, particularly related to the muscles, blood, adrenals, and the head. And at nearly the same time, we have three other positive sets of cycles, all involving Mars. Yes, August may as well be declared the month of Mars. The first of these three cycles is Mars trine Jupiter. Now, this cycle is associated with taking inspired and fortunate actions, which can lead to very positive outcomes. And whatever fortunate actions you take now will pay off downstream. And this cycle is still in range through August 24th, which is coming right up. The second positive Mars cycle is Mars trine Neptune. Now, this cycle is in range now through August 26th. It's already peaked. The cycle is known for dissipating our energy and focus, but it can be fabulous for activities that involve flow, imagination, or anything spiritual or inspirational. Even physical activities like bike riding, roller skating, canoeing, kayaking, or swimming are all excellent activities to do with this cycle. And if you can't do these things, go see an action movie that inspires you. If you use this energy well, it will help you take those fortunate actions and heal any traumas or pain, or any traumas that may cause you any pain. And remember, this cycle stays in a range through August 26th. And lastly, we have the positive cycle of Sun, Sextile, Mars. Now, this cycle is in range now through August 26th, and it's strongest now through tomorrow, August 22nd. This cycle is associated with the opportunity to have a lot of energy and, of course, to use that energy to take fortunate actions. This cycle does a very good job of mediating the next three cycles, which are Sun opposite Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune. Now, holy cow, do we have a lot going on or what? These three cycles can indicate confusion related to a leader's expansive vision, such as President Obama's health care initiative. The Sun opposite Jupiter can indicate challenges, telling whether or not an opportunity is gold or fool's gold. So make sure you're not getting led astray. Sun opposite Neptune shows confusion or lack of clarity about the vision, and in this case, it shows confusion about an expansive vision. Sun opposite Chiron indicates leaders who get sick, attacked, or find a way to heal. And in this case, we have President Obama's health care initiative taking the hit. There are some easy ways around this mess, though, through August 26th, but they're strongest through tomorrow, August 22nd. Plus, we're now in range of another Mars cycle, Mars opposite Pluto. The planet, Pluto, is the planet that represents death and transformation. Now, this cycle indicates very strong sexual energy as well as the energy to transform your motivations. It's also great for Tantra or Kundalini work. This cycle peaks on August 26th and it stays in range through September 6th. Now, here's some good news. We have a cycle that brings unexpected money or love relationships. This cycle is Venus trine Uranus, and it's with us through August 28th, but it's strongest through August 25th. It peaks tomorrow on August 22nd, and if you start a new relationship under the cycle, it may be a lot like going to a carnival. You go, you have fun, and then it's over. It might last a little longer, but you can't count on that. So my recommendation, go for the money. If possible, do anything that can bring extra money. Now, I hear the music, and I know we have to go for a break. So how can you be more successful this fall? By timing your projects for the uncharted waters ahead. And when we come back after this short break, I'll be talking about timing your fall projects for success. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Transform your looks and your life with Kat James' Total Transformation Teleprogram. Learn the core modules of the truth about beauty, shedding, feeding, cultivating, and living beauty. Save time and money with Live As You Learn pacing and no life disruption. Teleprograms make perfect follow-up or prep for Kat's 5-day Mountain Chalet programs. Go to informedbeauty.com or call 877-54-TOTAL. Next program starts August 27th. Visit informedbeauty.com.
Did you know Greek God's yogurt is a much better source of calcium than milk is? One cup of yogurt contains 450 milligrams of calcium versus only 300 milligrams for the same amount of milk. Not only that, but the probiotic bacteria present in yogurt provides an ideal environment for calcium. Eat 3 servings of yogurt a day to help build and retain strong bones. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
Do you feel overwhelmed by fear and anxiety? Do worry, stress, and insecurity keep you stuck? Join Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Fear and Anxiety Workshop, October 17th and 18th in Seattle. Release stored emotions from your cellular memory and access your true potential. Imagine what it would be like to break through these blocks and live truly self-empowered. Visit CellularWisdom.com for a special offer or call 866-907-MIND.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. So today, I'm talking about timing your fall projects for success. I'm going to give you a sneak peek at this fall so you can prepare and launch your projects in a timely manner so you'll be more successful with them. And I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Okay, so here we are at the end of August with September right around the corner. And just to update you a bit, we're nearly out of the economic lows we've been having. This occurs starting tomorrow, August 22nd, when the North Node moves into Capricorn, meaning our bottom of the economy is just about over. At least part of the bottom is over. So maybe you're ready to tiptoe back into the economy with a new product or service, or perhaps you're just in the middle of multiple projects. If so, the first thing to realize about your projects is that we have Mercury retrograde from September 7th, yes, on Labor Day yet, through September 29th. So September 7th through September 29th, we have Mercury retrograde. And leading up to this Mercury retrograde, we're in what I call blue communications. This period indicates that we all need to double and triple check all the details before we send out anything now through September 6th. Now, otherwise, you're going to find your mistakes during Mercury retrograde between the 7th through the 29th. And, of course, it will be more costly to fix them then instead of before you send them out. Now, what does Mercury retrograde mean in terms of your projects? This period is no time to start new projects. In fact, it's a terrible time to start new projects because we're supposed to be catching up, fixing our mistakes, and getting stuff off of our plate before we add any more to it. Now, during Mercury retrograde, existing projects go through delays and changes. You find things that need to be changed or fixed, or computers crash, or printers don't print, or someone who needs to sign off on something is gone and you're delayed. If you'll anticipate delays during the month of September, then when they occur, you won't be surprised or disappointed. It will just be part of the normal flow. This will prevent you from being frustrated and upset when delays occur, because they're not personal. That's important for you to understand. It's just the universe's way of slowing us down so we can learn something and catch up. Now, all that might seem like a challenging start to our fall season, but actually, I like to think of it as the prep work that's needed for moving ahead. This fall, on October 12th, Jupiter goes direct again, and this is our signal to start promoting and introducing new products and services. So notice that Mercury retrograde happens right before this time to start promoting again. This tells me that we're in the last stages of preparing for those new products and service introductions, and there are last-minute changes and corrections to be made before they're ready. It might be changes to the ads, the literature, the website, or products or services themselves. Whatever's going on, though, I can tell you one thing. Whatever you do, September is not the month to introduce a new product or service. If you decide to introduce them, you'll likely experience up to 40% lower sales than expected. So let's imagine that you have your Good Time and Guide and newsletters. You already know you're waiting until October to introduce your product or service. So when would be a good time to do that in October? Well, if you just cannot wait to get a product out there, Tuesday, October 6th, is a very good introduction date. But if you have the ability to wait until a little later in October, the best introduction date is October 26th. Yes, October 26th is really set up for high growth and high prosperity. This date has the Moon conjunct Jupiter and trine to Venus. And, of course, Venus is trine to Jupiter. Wow! What a lovely opportunity to introduce a moneymaker. Okay, you've probably figured out by now that we seldom get a fabulous date like that without any challenges. So what's the hitch? Well, we're within a few days of the planet Saturn going into the sign of Libra. Now, normally this would be great news because Saturn in Libra is in its best sign. It's at the top of its game. We get the cream of the crop in the way of managers and management. Honesty, integrity, and fairness are in. But as soon as it gets there, it squares Pluto, representing death and transformation. Basically, this means that we are going to encounter some more major issues with the economy this fall. This cycle of Saturn square Pluto indicates that structural transformation is needed. Now, this could include more bank failures, oh lovely, and we're already seeing quite a bunch of them lately. It could also include changes to the Federal Reserve or changes to the U.S. dollar. Whatever it is, though, it's probably not something easy, and that's the great drawback to the October 26th date. You get out there with all this great prosperous energy just as major structural changes to the economy start to occur. Oh, boy. So that October 6th date, while it might not be quite as great for money flow as October 26th, October 6th is still a very good date in many ways, and it has high growth, too. Plus, it has more time to get out there before the economy encounters another major hiccup. Okay, so maybe you're now wondering about November. Well, November has another good date on November 5th. Now, this date is not as good as October 26th, but it does have some very nice flow to it, including some high growth, so you could still make this date work well for introducing new products or services. However, most of the rest of November has some other challenges to it. For one thing, we run into a period when we're trying to accomplish too much with too little time and probably too little money. Wow. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? This cycle is Mars opposite Jupiter, then opposite Chiron, and finally Mars opposite Neptune. And while it does all that, Venus squares all of that too. So this Venus square to Mars and Jupiter tells me that we're so overloaded we end up spending money we didn't intend to spend, or we don't get as much money for our efforts as we expected. But beyond all that, we may also get sick, Mars opposite Chiron and Mars opposite Neptune, from trying to do all this extra work in such a hurry. It puts our immune systems at high risk. So these cycles start on November 12th, and they last until late December. And this is because Mars goes retrograde on December 20th. Oh, my God. Now, just what does Mars retrograde mean? Basically, it means that we get about 10 weeks from December 20th through March 10th when we're supposed to rethink our motivations and do our strategic planning for the next 2 years. Now, just what do those words strategic planning mean? If we don't own a company, it means we're to be reconsidering what we really want to do over the next 2 years. Now, what is it that gives us a lot of juice? What makes us want to jump out of bed in the morning? Those are the things to be thinking about. Then, in another 26 months, we'll reconsider these questions again and make the next plan. That means the plan you create during this Mars retrograde should take you to the next planning period that begins in February of 2012. Now, during this planning period of Mars retrograde, we're in a cycle that is a big no for introducing new products or services or starting new companies. In fact, this is such a big no that I never recommend a product introduction or a new company start during these periods. You might get away with remodeling your house, but in general, this is not a good time for new starts. Now, what if you own a business? Then, during Mars retrograde, you need to rethink the markets that you're in, the products or services you provide, and whether you're still highly energized by the direction your company is headed. You also need to develop a strategy for where you want to go over the next 2 years, and also a tactical plan that outlines the steps you're going to take to get there. So what does that mean in plain English? Well, here's an example. Let's suppose your strategy is to sell 1 million books by getting onto Oprah. Then your tactical plan would be the steps that you're going to take to create enough buzz about your book to get onto Oprah. So let's move on. What's happening in December? Fortunately, we get some help in early December as the Sun comes around to trine Mars and then sextile Jupiter. This is going to provide us with some high growth. So, are you getting a sense of the lay of the land? This fall is a very interesting one. First, it starts with a catch-up, fix-up, and prep period during the month of September. Then we move into a new phase of promotion and marketing beginning October 12th, when Jupiter goes direct. But right before that date, we get a very good date when we could actually introduce new products and services and still get high growth from them. Actually, October has a lot of good energies going for it, culminating in some excellent financial and high growth energies on October 26th. And then within days of that, Saturn moves into the sign of Libra and squares Pluto, indicating more structural changes are needed for our economy. November 5th still has good growth and financial energies, but it's not as strong as October 26th. So in general, we're trying to do too much with too little time and money during November. And in December, we continue this pattern for most of the month and start a 10-week strategic planning period with Mars retrograde on December 20th. So plan now to take advantage of October, because that is your absolute best month. Now, I know we're coming up to a break, and after this short break, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
So how many times have you said, I need to quit smoking? And how many times have you tried to quit smoking only to fail? How many times a day are you smoking and wishing you weren't? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help you to become smoke-free for life. Take on the habits of a non-smoker, not an ex-smoker. Our clients tell us they simply lose the desire for the cigarette, become stress-free and relaxed, lose or maintain weight at the same time, and effortlessly take back control. Andy Castle quit his 15-year smoking habit and has been smoke-free for over a year. Jane Penrod quit smoking after smoking 3 packs a day for 50 years. Yes, it works. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Get more energy in your step and reduce your joint impact by 50%. Join the thousands of people who have found pain relief from using Z-Coil footwear. These unique shoes are engineered to relieve pain that starts at your feet and works its way up your body. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Give Z-Coil footwear a try. They're available at Z-Coil of Seattle. Call 206-838-7338 and visit your2feet.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And remember, if you have a personal question, I need your birth date, time, and location of birth. And you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And after taking your calls, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first, before I take your calls, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number. That's 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your major challenge. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. We'll start things off over in Redmond, Washington. We have Noreen standing by. She's looking to a major move, maybe out of the state. She wants to see what you got in the stars there for you all lined up. Let's see. Her birth date is 5/16/46 at 7:01 a.m. in Tacoma, Washington. So, Noreen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Madeline, for taking my call.
Oh, hi, Noreen. I'm so glad to be able to do that. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to be as quick here today because I'm not able to get my mouse to work. And so I'm having quite a challenge trying to...
One thing, Noreen. Let me jump in here, Madeline, if you don't mind. Noreen, are you using a headset or a handheld device?
No.
Are you just driving around?
Yes.
Would you mind just pulling over for just a couple of minutes?
Not at all.
I'm just getting a lot of road noise.
Ah, that's what that was.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Ben.
I know, Noreen, you're making deliveries. They can hold off for a couple of minutes, okay?
You bet that.
Thank you, darling.
So how can I help you, Noreen?
Well, I'm looking to make a major move, and I want to know when it's going to be a good time to do it or if I should be doing it at all.
Okay. Now, what's prompting the move?
My children.
Your children?
Uh-huh.
And what's happening with them?
Well, one of them has already moved and lives in Colorado. The other one is in the process of moving, and she's not sure where, and they'd all like me to move to Colorado.
Oh, I see. Well, you do have some changes going on, which have probably been going on for some time, that impact your career. And, of course, when your career is impacted, your home life is also impacted as well.
Yes.
So how do you feel about the move?
Well, career-wise, like you said, I need to make some changes, and now would probably be a good time to do that. So if I'm going to do that and make the move to Colorado all at the same time, would not be a bad thing.
I see. Okay. Well, what I see here in terms of your cycles, and of course, remember, I'm only able to look at one set of cycles out of five
right.
We're on the air. You have a cycle that sometimes feels like a lot of pressure to move. And this is going to be with you through probably, I'm going to guess here because I'm actually at the Columbia Tower Club today. And I'm without my normal accoutrements. But probably it's going to be somewhere next year. It's going to be June, July, August, somewhere in there, probably before this is going to move out of your field. And
okay.
So, you know, you kind of have a fairly strong urge. You could possibly call it an urge or pressure to move. During that time. Now, if it didn't happen during that time, you probably would not do it, you know, because you would be pretty much out of the running for a while. There's another cycle that will come along probably 2011 that might encourage you to move as well.
Okay.
And so, see, have that those kind of windows, you know, where you could move. And as long as you're doing it in a positive, in other words, you're not trying to get away from something more that you're trying to move to something.
Yes, definitely moving to something.
Yeah. And so, you know, as long as you're able to do that, you know, it would probably work out pretty well. I mean, it's certainly one of the potentials.
Okay.
Okay? All right. And it looks like you're, you know, due for some kind of a promotion next year or some kind of career increase.
Good.
Yeah, that's probably going to happen maybe possibly February, late January, February.
Okay.
Or in that time frame. And if it doesn't happen, then it could pick up any time during the year.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
okay.
So you've got lots of things going on. And it looks like you're going to be making changes to your, well, to you and to your relationships as well. So, you know, a move is one way that can happen.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You take care.
I will.
Thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. And do we have another caller, Benny?
We do. I apologize. I was kind of scrambling behind the scenes here, fixing some other things. But Carrie is standing by from Denver, Colorado. I haven't had a chance to get her information, but we can do that live if that's okay.
Absolutely.
With you.
Absolutely.
All right. So, Carrie, you're live on the air with us if you'd like to give Madeline your information.
Okay, great. Hi, Madeline. Thank
Hi,
you
Carrie.
Hi. You need my birthday?
Yes.
Okay. It's 10/29. What's the year?
Okay. October 29. And what's the year?
1957.
1957. Okay. What time were you born?
3:02 p.m.
3:02 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we'll have to bear with me while I type this in because I'm without my headset.
Not a problem.
So you said 3:02 p.m., right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's the location?
Harrisonburg, Virginia.
Oh, okay. All right. And I'm just, Harrisonburg, is it B-U-R-G?
Yes.
B-U-R-G, okay, Virginia. Okay, and let me see here. What is your question?
Well, it's a business-related question. I have contracted with someone to give some seminars, the 1st, the 2nd, and the 9th of September. It's for money, and after I was trying to do this before some of the things that are going to be happening, you know, the red areas in September.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. And the 9th is one of the relatively good days there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
okay. So now you contracted with somebody to do seminars. Is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And that would be my way of, or that would be my income, or starting my income on something new. But after listening to what you were saying today about starting things.
it's definitely not an ideal time to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have an option of waiting until October?
Well, there's always options, but financially it probably wouldn't be a good idea.
I see. Well, I mean, if you don't have that, you know, financial option, you just have to, you know, do the best you can. But you know, is this a new product or service for you?
Yes.
Okay. Is that the first time it's coming out then?
Yes, first time I've done something like this, but it's motivational speaking, which I've always done.
Uh-huh.
I'm just bringing it out to the public for the first time.
Well, is there anything about it that's a redo?
No.
No. Okay. Yeah, I probably would not recommend that you bring it out during Mercury retrograde then. I mean, you know, the 9th is certainly the best date you've got. You know. So you at least read the good timing guide correctly that way, but Mercury retrograde would probably mean you might miss 40% of the income
okay.
from that product or service.
Uh-huh.
And generally speaking, what I find is, and this is based on years of when I was working in companies, and, you know, knew astrology, but, you know, they didn't know that I knew astrology. And I was just, you know, I was just gathering data, you know. And almost without fail, we always had something wrong. I mean, you know, it's stupid stuff sometimes, you know, mistakes on the literature, mistakes on the manual, software that needed changing, you know, you name it. There was always something wrong during Mercury retrograde. And if we, you know, if we decided to go ahead and do it instead of fixing it, in other words, if we introduced it in spite of the fact that there was something wrong, we always lost sales. And they were always, you know, like, you know, roughly in the 40% range lower.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a gamble either way. You know, you're missing a month worth of sales there. But you're waiting for the opportunity to have 40% more.
Right.
Sales. So, you know, it's a trade-off.
Wow, interesting. And it doesn't, and it wouldn't make any difference if I was planning on sending it out in a newsletter today or tomorrow. It's the actual doing the seminars.
Well, do you have a guide?
Yes.
Well, you can see, like, today and tomorrow both have green dollars, but neither one of them has a good final result.
Okay.
You might try waiting until the 23rd, but, you know, so that might help it a little bit, but, you know, these actually are very challenging cycles that we're under with Mercury.
Yeah.
A very challenging cycle. So, you know, by October 6th, it's like the energies are totally switched. So instead of everything being squared up, it's trines and sextiles. It's just a whole different feel to it. It'd be a lot easier to be inspired, you know,
right
at that time. I think we're coming up to a break. I'm just not sure here. But I just want to make sure that I covered your question.
Sure did. Now I'm wondering if I should really go after the interview that I had with someone. So.
Well, you know, there's always those questions. The you know, if you're interviewing during Mercury retrograde, probably there are some delays in terms of the job coming through because somebody has to sign off on it or they're redoing something. And, you know, but you can still interview during Mercury retrograde. It's just, you know, not a good time to do a product launch.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you. Okay, when we come back from the short break, I'll be taking one or two calls and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit VitalityChiropractic.com or call 206- 206- 844-524-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunts on The Dr. Pat Show.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at amelina.com. That's spelled UMMELINA.com. Or call 206-624-1370.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949 or visit stressdetective.net.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. And remember, for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. And also, just a quick reminder that if I didn't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. Okay, Benny, do we have some callers?
We unfortunately don't. We have open lines. So Madeline gave out that number earlier. It's 1-800-930-2819. And of course, I'll give it again. There it goes. 1-800-930-2819. We'd love to have you on the show.
Yep, we would. But while we're waiting for somebody to call in, I'm going to talk to you for just a few minutes about prosperity. And today, I actually happen to be at the Columbia Tower Club looking out from 75 floors high at the fabulous city in Seattle and the mountains. Well, actually, mostly the water, since our mountains are kind of hidden today. And I was here today to speak to their staff about prosperity. And that's how I happened to be here for the show. So I want to just mention a few things about prosperity. And one of them is that science has discovered that the subtle energies, and subtle energies being things that are things like what you believe about a situation, how you feel about a situation, or the energy behind a decision, or what you're thinking about a situation, subtle energies like that, that they're actually very big in determining what happens next at work and in your personal life. So quantum physics has actually discovered that no matter what any situation is, it's the energy behind it that determines what will happen next. So it's your energy, your thoughts, your feelings, your what's happening in terms of your office or your home, if it's feeling cluttered, and what you believe about a situation, all those kinds of things. And even it's related to how well we take care of ourselves. So what is it about these subtle energies? And why do they impact our success at work and the prosperity of a company? Well, Everything that we can see, hear, touch, etc., has a frequency or vibration to it. And this is because, ultimately, we're all made of energy. That's all we're made of. Actually, it's underneath everything, underneath our clothes, our bones, our organs, underneath the cells of our body, we're actually made of just energy. And it's that energy which determines our vibration or frequency. So money has a vibration, too. And along with it, you know, along with everything else that we can see, hear, and touch, everything has a vibration, a frequency. And money is attracted to higher vibrations of love, joy, peace, compassion, harmony, and joyful service to others, inspiration, anything positive. Money likes positive energies. So it's automatically attracted to you when you're in positive energy. Now, an interesting piece about this is that Greg Braden discovered, and hopefully you guys have heard of Greg Braden. He's a scientist who decided to go off and figure out what was happening in terms of there was something that science, were there any links between science and spirituality? Was there some missing information that would inform science that spirituality had? And he went all over the world looking for this information. And he discovered the corollary to this in a completely different way. He found in the Isaiah Dead Sea Scroll and via lots of personal visits to monasteries in Tibet and other places that literally we're always praying to the universe. We're always telling the universe what we want with just our feelings. So from moment to moment, we're always telling the universe, send me more of this. It's whatever you're feeling from moment to moment. And another thing he discovered was that although we tend to think that time is linear, meaning like past, present, and future, and it's just kind of a single stream that runs through in a straight line, but what he discovered was that between the ancient texts and certain scientists, that time has depth to it. And the depth of time is all the different possibilities, all the different possible outcomes, all the different possible timelines that could ever occur in any given situation. And these different timelines or different outcomes are, get this, all these different possibilities, we are the ones who are choosing the timeline or the outcome that we experience with just our thoughts, energy, and feelings. And this is exactly what quantum physics teaches us. So it's always been known by the ancients, and science is finally catching up. Fascinating. I find it absolutely fascinating. So when you're at work and you're feeling stressed out or anxious about getting a number of jobs done that need to be done at once, essentially, the universe hears your vibration of stress and anxiety, and it thinks you want more stress and anxiety. Crazy as it may seem, that's how it works. And so, because like attracts likes, the law of attraction, we're always, always generating more of whatever we're thinking and feeling. So when you talk about wanting to have more money, the energy that you're in when you talk about that is lack. And so the universe thinks you want less money. So it pays to pay attention to what you're up to on a moment-by-moment basis. Now, I know we're getting close to the end of our segment here, and each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week your tip is this. Is today your payday? If so, be sure to pay yourself first. This is very important for building a wealth fund that you grow by paying yourself. And pay yourself 10% of all the money that you receive. No matter how it comes to you, set aside 10% of it in your own wealth fund. Or start with a little less and work up to 10%. You can save this money in a bank account, a jar, a box, or in gold. Great idea. This is not an emergency fund, or you'll create an emergency to spend it. This money is a fund to create wealth. You may invest it any way you like. As you add your money to it, even if it is less than 10%, say out loud three times, I am a money magnet. And that will ensure you're attracting more and more money to you each week. Now, next Friday on my August 28th show will be about five easy ways to tap into prosperity. And my guest will be Peg Donahue. So check in with us then. And in the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, be sure to order one of the 2010 Good Timing Guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. Or call us at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.